Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, September 30th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 2.25 cents at 536¾. December wheat up 15¼ cents at 725½. That was 24 cents off the lows. Beans down 27¾ cents at 1256. They closed about 7 off their lows. The meal was down 1250. These are new contract lows on the meal. You know, maybe we make our lows the first Monday of the month. Wouldn't be unheard of out here. This is a new contract low and low close. The beans, we had an outside down day under the 50-day. We were higher than the 50-day, higher than the 200, and then closed well under the lows from, the low close was 1263 back on September 20th. We closed over that. We haven't closed this low since the middle of June. And it certainly looks bearish on the charts, though it really, the charts, you know, they've been giving us buy signals, sell signals. It's been very hard to trade this thing off of the technical indicators. I would say that the reports came out, obviously, bearish for the beans. They added 84 million bushels onto the stocks. They were 84 million above the average guess at 256. That takes the carry out, you know, close to 270, 280. And if the yield goes up, we could be right back at a 300 bushel carry out without much trouble out here. I thought it was just, you know, a terrible number and really poor action. The corn was, stocks were increased 69 million bushels. Stocks came in at 1.236. I thought that, you know, with the bearish report, that the funds would have really pounded the corn. Only closing down 2¼ cents. We were down 11 and a half at one point, or we were down 13 and a half at one point. I'm really surprised we came back from that. But I think the strength in the wheat really kind of lifted the corn and beans off their lows out here. But I don't see anything friendly. The weather looks good. Yields are coming in better than expected. The wheat number came in at 1780. That was 77 under the average guess. That pushed the wheat higher. Production was cut 51 million bushels. So again, all that helped the wheat market out here today. These were strong closes in the wheat. Outside up day, highest close in the last 3 or 4 weeks out here. Haven't been this high since the last week of August. And it certainly looks like it wants to push higher out here. Now, if the corn and beans decide to move lower, if the funds blow out of the corn, I don't think the funds will be able to hold up under these wheat positions. I think they're long, probably around 14, 15,000 contracts after today, maybe a little bit more net. Yeah, about 10 to 14,000, somewhere in that range. The dollar was down 14 ticks, didn't have any real impact. Crude oil was up 20 cents. I'm not sure why there was so much strength in the bean oil, but that certainly helped bring the beans back off their lows. But with meal making new contract lows here by a long way, the market certainly doesn't look good. Now, it's all going to be a matter of what the funds want to do next, whether the Chinese want to buy this break as they've been buying. You know, the corn certainly didn't close bad. The wheat closed strong. The beans, on the other hand, and the meal were really bad. So we'll see what tomorrow brings, but I think the pros are going to be very willing sellers of corn and beans, expecting that the October production numbers are going to be higher than the September numbers and the stocks numbers or the carryouts even higher. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.